When I say the term work-life balance, what comes to mind for you? Is it how you feel? Is it a certain number of hours that you work during the day, or when you clock out for the day, knowing that you will be fully present with your kids without interruptions? Is it enjoying your work and enjoying motherhood? However you define it is, quite honestly, probably different than how your sister or mother-in-law might define work-life balance. And today, I'm going to talk through why I think work-life balance is a myth and what you should really be striving for when it comes to the dualities of these roles. Stay tuned. We are about to dive in. Hey there. Welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. I was recently doing some studies on the term work-life balance. Work-life balance for many of us was something that we've been taught that we should strive for. It's this idea out there that if we only reach it, then life will be good. Almost this nirvana state of living, right? And so as I was doing this research, I was thinking, well, like, when did this come about and who really came up with this? Because I can tell you, and if you've listened to me at all in the past, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the term work-life balance. Instead, I really like the approach work-life blend, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. But the term work-life balance is honestly what I found believed to have come about in the late 70s, early 80s, and it really gained prominence as the boundary between work and personal life became increasingly blurred at the time, with more people seeking ways to balance their professional responsibilities and their personal and family needs. The phrase work-life balance was often attributed to Paul Krassner, a psychologist and author who used the term in his book from 1979, Pot, Psychiatry, and Work Ethic. The concept gained further discussions throughout the decades as more and more people started talking about work-life balance, and it became more prevalent in the academic and corporate contexts. Now, I can tell you, I've never read his book. This is just what my studies have shown me, and I have to give credit where credit is due. The term has great intention. Work-life balance. It absolutely has great intention, because what we are trying to do is figure out a way to give different parts of our lives more of us, without tapping us out or burning us out. I can totally appreciate and respect the term work-life balance because I think it's a really good start for us, especially as working mothers. But instead, what happens is when we think about work-life balance, we're often thinking about compartmentalizing or black and white type of thinking. And when we think about balance, you think about this teeter-totter or an old seesaw, right? Where kids might play on a playground and it waffles and it wavers and you go up and down, and rarely do you get to that place where you're just both gliding in air and you're staying there stationary. That's not reality for most of us in the real world. We often go up and we go down, and we don't usually stay at this state of nirvana or state of contentment or balance, if we want to bring it back to the original term. The term work-life balance can actually set us up for failure, because what happens is we think we have to hit it right on the head. We have to be exact with our work-life balance. And if we miss a kid's game, or if we work late, or if we have to pick work over our kids one night because a project is coming due, all of a sudden we are out of balance. And if we are envisioning this seesaw that's going back and forth, a teeter-totter, if you will, it is very few and far and in between moments where we are actually in midair. But yet when it comes to work-life balance, we hold ourselves to this high level of expectation. But here's the interesting fact about work-life balance. For you, for me, for your colleague, for your friend, for your mother, for your sister, everybody out there might have a different definition of work-life balance. Now, qualitatively, we might say we feel like we're in balance when everybody's getting what they need from us and we are not overwhelmed or burdened or overtaxed, right? With our energy, our efforts, and we are enjoying life and everybody around us is enjoying life. Now, if you were to quantify that I fully believe is where we will all see different answers. We'll see some saying that they like work-life balance to be 15 hours. Some might mean that they are going to every single one of their kids' games and work never interferes with that. Balance means different things to different people. And so when we define what balance means to us, if we miss it, even by a sliver, we suddenly feel terrible about ourselves. And so work-life balance leads to this black and white type of thinking. I'm good if I do this. I'm a bad mother if I do that. I'm a great associate or employee or business owner when I give this to my business, but I'm a terrible mother when I do this. And so when we think black and white, we often don't leave room for that gray or that in between. And so what happens is then that guilt and shame starts to kick in when we don't meet our own definitions of balance, which again, if we think of balance as a teeter-totter, how rarely in life do we hit that mid-air groove where everything is consistent and harmonious? Very, very rarely. And it almost leads me to think about women who might be on a diet or they might be watching their weight, right? And they get on the scale and 1 pound off from where they believe that ideal weight really should be or where they want to be might send them into either, I'm doing great, I'm amazing, or I'm a failure. I knew it. I couldn't stick with this diet. And the guilt and the shame starts to kick in and it becomes a vicious cycle. And we let whatever our expectation or definition of balance is to guide us. There is no black and white when it comes to motherhood. There's gray. There's a bunch of different colors, to be honest with you. There's no wrong way to be a mother. There's no right way to be a mother. There's this whole rainbow of color, and there is a huge variety of different ways to be an awesome mother. But yet, when we think about work-life balance, there's only one way in our heads that is the right way to achieve work-life balance. And when we miss it, we then feel guilt or shame. I want you to think about the decisions that you've made in life. Were every one of your decisions spot on and good and wholesome and pure and had the best of intentions for every single person around you? Likely not. We are humans. And so did you make a mistake here? Did you make the wrong decision? Did you do something that you wish you never would have done? We all have been there. And at the same time, that doesn't make you a bad person. And so again, if you're thinking with a black and white mentality of, I'm good if I do this, if I hit my work-life balance, but I'm bad if I miss it, then are you approaching life this way as well? I made a mistake. I'm a bad person. Versus, I'm going to pick myself up and do the better thing, the right thing next time. You are not defined by one decision. You have a lifetime that defines you, not one choice and one decision. And the same is true as a mother. You are not a bad mother because you had to work late or because you had to pick up the phone to answer a few calls or because you missed a kid's game because you're upholding your responsibility at your place of employment. No, you are a good mother for all of the amazing things that you've done for your children. showing them love, showing them leadership, showing them what commitment and follow through looks like. And so there's going to be times where the teeter-totter gets a little bit off. And that's where I really would encourage you to look at work and life and the duality of both through the lens of blending. Several years ago, I had a mentor of mine that told me the same thing. Stop chasing work-life balance. You will never hit it. Instead, look at work-life integration or blending of the two. And that forever changed how I looked at my role as a mother and an employee. Striving for work-life blend where there's ups and downs and I can seamlessly or hopefully effortlessly weave back and forth my family responsibilities and my work responsibilities allows me to live a more fulfilled life. I don't only want to think about my kids after 5 p.m. I want to pick up my phone during the day while I'm at work when I see the kids' school number pop up on my cell phone. I want to be able to answer that during the day. But if I compartmentalize and I'm thinking, well, work and life need to be separate and they need to only happen during these hours, then I might miss that phone call, right? I want to blend the two because I know I may have to pick up the phone in the evening, a little bit later, for work while I'm with my family. When I think of work-life blend, it's about combining the two, not compartmentalizing the two. It's about not even stepping on the scale and, in fact, judging how I feel based on the clothes that fit me or where I'm at in a season of life and giving myself grace to understand that my weight may fluctuate given the time of the month, given the season of my life, and to know that it's okay and I'm gonna do the best I can with the resources I have available, if it's eating healthier or if it's working out, but not coming down and shaming myself for what I think I should look like or think I should see on the scale as a result of my efforts. And the same is true work-life blend of blending our responsibilities. There's times that you're gonna have to give more at work, but it doesn't mean you love your family or your children any less. And there's always going to be times when your family takes precedence and priority over any work situation. And those will come more frequently. And those are what define you. And those are what sets you apart. It is not an equilibrium. It is not a teeter-totter that we're trying to achieve that has this stationary platform and we're in midair and we are all happy and harmonious. It's not a linear journey. It is an up and down and back and forth. And sometimes we take a few steps back and we feel frustrated or we feel guilt. And then we keep going because the definition of a good mother is not defined by whether you work or not, how many hours you work or don't work, how many times you might have to pick up the phone if it's in an evening or miss a kid's game. There are always going to be reasons that we might have to do those things, but it doesn't make you a bad mother. When we can embrace the fact of knowing that work and family life can happen in conjunction and that there's going to be times where, hey, we have to give here or pull back there, we will be in a better place to really appreciate who we are as mothers and to give ourselves credit for all the hard work that we do. You are doing an amazing job. I encourage you to truly think about how you can shift your mindset from work-life balance and this teeter-totter and perhaps this number on a scale and how it defines us or we allow it to define us in those areas and how to shift it into embracing how you truly feel, what you want to achieve, how you can integrate both roles of your life, understanding that it will never be perfect. It is not this perfect picture of balance, but instead it's a weaving, it's a blending. When you can weave the two together, it makes for a more peaceful and enjoyable motherhood. And I know for all of us, that's what we want. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.